God's holiest name, the four-letter name of God, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, a Yud, a He, and then a Vav, and a He, the Shem Havayah, that essential, most holiest name of God, is not pronounced the way that it's written. We don't pronounce God's name, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, the four-letter name, the way it's written. We pronounce it Adna, Ado, etc., Nai. And that seemingly strange thing that we don't pronounce God's name the way it's written is because God doesn't manifest. God doesn't reveal himself the way he really is to us yet. You see, the four-letter name Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke, the Shem Ha-Etzem, the essential, holiest name of God, the Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke name, refers to God as God is Ein Sof, as God is the Infinite One, that infinitely transcends all worlds, before whom the galaxies are like little teeny marbles. Hashem Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke, Havaya is the name that corresponds to God as God is in His transcendent essence, before whom all of history, thousands of years, is but a moment. All of reality is completely inconsequential. All of our lives are not even a speck of dust before Havaya, before Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke. Havaya is the name of God to the extent that we say Hashem. Hashem, Hashem means the name. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem means the name, Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke, the name that corresponds to God's infinite essence. But the name Adna, Ado, the way that we pronounce it, corresponds to Malchus, to Shekhinah, corresponds to God as God becomes every blade of grass. Ado, Adna, corresponds to God's light that contracts itself to become every beautiful thing you ever see in this world and every difficult thing you ever see in this world. Adna, the name Ado, the way that we pronounce it, corresponds to how God reveals himself to us in our life, which is how we are manifesting whatever we are. Adna is the name of God that becomes your here and now. Whatever your here and now is, whatever broken wings you have that you need to learn to fly with again, whatever your here and now is the name Adna, the way we pronounce it. We pronounce God's name like that because that means that's God's name as he's revealing himself to become whatever our here and now is. And corresponding to this name, we interact with this name of Hashem, the way that we pronounce it, Ado, the way that we pronounce it as God's name that is our life, that is our here and now, that is the breath that we're breathing and the people that we love is breathing. The name Adna, the way we pronounce it, the way God has revealed to us, that's the name where God is contracted to be part of our world, to be our world, to manifest as our world. And therefore God has joy every time we have joy. Yismachi Hashem b'masav, every time Yismach Yisrael b'oisav, every time we take joy in God, God takes joy in us. And every time, God forbid, a Jew suffers, that name is Hashem suffering with us. But you know, in our religion, there's only one God, and God doesn't have parts. We don't believe in a trinity or a duality. There's all oneness. And the same God before whom all black holes are just little specks of dust, that same God is the one that's in your feet right now. And there's no difference. There's no parts of God. The same God before whom thousands and millions of years is an instant is your right now. And the same God before whom all the galaxies are as naught, are not even a speck of dust, is your here. Havaya and Adna. We pronounce the name Adna because we pronounce God reveals himself, his infinite essence, as the world that we see. And the Rebbe, Reb Nochum Chernobyl, says that that's the secret of the sukkah. The word sukkah is made up of a chaf and a vav, which is 26, which is the gematria, the numerical value of yud he vav, and then a he, yud ke vav ke havaya. And it's made up of a samach he, which is 65, which is the gematria of the name Adna, the way we pronounce it. And that means that the secret of the sukkah, the Chernobyler says, is Meloshen Schach Shemastir, the concealment. The sukkah is the secret of the sukkah, is that Havaya conceals himself in Adna. Havaya, Yudke Vovke, God's infinite essence, conceals himself as every detail you experience. And like Yeshaya, the holy prophet Isaiah said, Ochein Ata Kel Mistater. It is true, God, you are a God that hides. Ata Kel Mistater. You are a God that hides. But as opposed to us, when we hide, we always hide in something that's not us. That's what it means that we hide. But God hides as something that's one with his essence. In the finite here and now that you're experiencing, God is not hiding in something else. Like a turtle that hides in its own shell, God is hiding in every aspect of your here and now. And that's the secret of the sukkah, of the schach, of dwelling in that space. The space of what might seem like in your life now to be broken wings. Your here and now might not be perfect, but it's in these circumstances where you could get God, where if you just are able to sit in the sukkah and realize that God's infinite being is coming into the finite details of your every here and now, you will feel God today. And every day we will be able to go into the rest of the year from this holy days, this holy month of Tishrei, with that feeling of sukkah, of Yudke Vovke and Adna, the way we pronounce it and the way that the name is written is the deepest mystery one, because whatever is happening in our life right now is the only way and the only path to be one with God in God's essence. A good Mayer.